Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of 1923 Main Street.
Home of everything to do with Disney travel in style. We are your hosts.
I am Mike Bella Braddock.
And I'm Amelia Bella Braddock. And today, our ultimate packing tips for Walt Disney World.
Yes, there's lots of what to pack, how to pack, blog posts and videos and everything out there. But we're going to give you our take and expert advice on this. As much as we've been, I guess we do, let's say, 21 days a year traveling to Disney World. So this is mainly for those of you who fly, but I guess it could also work for your car if you're driving to Disney World.
Yes, I suppose you consider this more of a packing list with everything you must have.
Because I see a lot of things I disagree with. I read a lot of this stuff or hear people talking about on social media packing, and it always strikes me as me in my head saying, you're not going to the desert, or you're not moving to some foreign country where you need to bring your entire house, right? That sort of sentiment. My entire approach that I want to get Amelia's take on here today is I always take a minimalist approach to packing. Or even if you want to bring, I see her, she's looking at me because I know she likes to bring multiple outfits, but even then, not going overboard really is the best case, especially if you have children in tow, because then your packing needs will naturally be larger.
I don't really think you can go overboard. I think maybe more than two outfits a day is a little much, but I think up to that point, you're probably good. I like to bring at least an outfit a day, plus a dinner outfit and a pool outfit and...
Well, I sort of do that too, just in a different way. So let's get, it also is your comfort level too, right? I mean, if you don't mind checking luggage and waiting for luggage, then you are obviously going to have more room and more space for packing and to really adapt to your needs. Hmm. We've been getting along, even Amelia, who likes to pack a lot, with only carry-on since COVID. Mm-hmm. We just have never gone back to bag checking.
I think the thing is, our last trip, I genuinely said the phrase, I don't have a single t-shirt with me. I did find one at the bottom of my carry-on backpack that I shoved in my bag unplanned at 3 a.m. travel day because I was like, oopsie, I don't have one.
And you know, it doesn't have to be, that aside, but, packing doesn't have to be stressful. Don't get so down a rabbit hole with reading all this stuff. Oh, I didn't bring that. I didn't bring this. Because a lot of this and that I'll get into in a second are extraneous items that you really don't need. And I would encourage you not to bring.
I feel we're describing different trips here.
We're going beyond clothes, though, as well. Like, we're talking about clothing to pack, but then people always talk about this other stuff to pack.
But I like thingamabobs.
Really, yeah, but you don't need every thingamabob. You're not Ariel.
I've got plenty.
It can be fun to pick outfits, right? And depending on who you are and what you have planned, and also the time of year you're traveling, which we've talked about in recent episodes.
Depending on how likely your children are to ruin either your own or their outfits.
All right, if you're traveling with kids, if they're big enough to have their own, you know, those ultra little mini suitcases.
Those are so cute.
That can help, right?
Love seeing children walk around with those. It's so cute.
Because those are definitely carry-on size and they are easy to move around and you can actually get a lot of little clothes in those. So I used to love those when Amelia was little.
I mean, I barely ever had a checked luggage. For me, I've always been carry-on because when I was little, it was those ones. Then when I got a bit bigger, it was a carry-on luggage. And then barely right before COVID, you know, moved on to a full size and now we're back to carry on. So
another thing I'd like to say that has a bearing on how much you can pack is where you're staying. And regardless if you're staying on site or off site, if you're on site in a deluxe villa or off site in any type of accommodation that has a washer dryer, well, then I love that because I take advantage of that. I love staying in villas because of washers and dryers at Walt Disney World.
That's definitely a choice.
Because then you can really cut down on what you need to bring. And that also means, shoppers, you have more room to bring things home.
And this is true. That's another option. Also, pack less if you think your kid's going to find, you know, the cutest Minnie Mouse top or a princess dress that they want to wear or something else that's going to excite them that's inevitably going to end up in your cart. Maybe you bring less outfits if you know you're going to purchase something.
That's a very good point. So something's going to be bought down there, can be worn down there as well. Let me kick things off with my ultimate Walt Disney World packing list, packing light edition. So This is what I would do. Actually, I even do less than this with the villas. But let's say, For the average person, you want to pack light. You're saying, what do I need to bring? I'm going to throw this out and then get your comments. It's sort of guy-oriented, but I'll try to accommodate the needs. It's not hard to adjust for your own style of clothing, man or woman. So here we go. Carry-on suitcase. 7 pairs of socks and underwear. All right, we'll do one for a day. If you have washer, you can do less. 7 shirts. Mix and match them. So a few t-shirts, a few button-up, collared shirts with sleeves, depending on where you want to go. You know, like 4, 3, or 5 and 2, whatever suits you. 4 pairs of shorts. And that's, I'm being generous in there.
Shorts slash skirts.
Yeah, or skirts or leggings or 2 to 3 longer bottoms if it's December, January, and it might be cooler evenings. 1 swimsuit. 1 pair of flip-flops, and then your toiletry. So shavers, razors, pain relievers, vitamins, whatever you want to bring. Hair care products, combs, you know, brushes, all that sort of stuff.
Skin care.
Yeah, skin care. Right. Yeah, that's all in your carry-on. And that won't even fill it.
Hair tools.
And then you also have a backpack or extra bag or tote bag or something, right, that you carry on the plane. And in there goes your wallet, cash, credit cards, all that kind of stuff. Magic bands, if you have them in advance, your electronics, so your charger blocks, USB charging hubs, camera, laptop, tablet, all that stuff, your sunglasses or regular glasses, reading glasses, whatever you want, those kinds of things. And then any other small miscellaneous items like that go in your carry-on. And again, still not going to be full.
Yeah.
Your second carry-on, I should say, your purse.
Reading through your notes for yourself really makes me realize how much less you pack than I do.
And I will say, because we almost always stay in deluxe villas with laundry, I actually do less than this, right? So I'll cut everything in half, and I have no problem throwing stuff in the washer dryer midweek.
I'm just laughing at your toiletries list. Like, your bag takes up less than half the space of, I would say, the average woman. That's a generalization.
Well,
I would
still,
say the average woman.
Even given that, there's lots of room. I come nowhere near to filling a carry-on suitcase.
True.
And with my backpack, there
I'm
is
usually
tons
bursting
of room. And then you may want to have ponchos or tiny umbrellas. Those will also fit.
Yeah.
Easily.
And you know, it depends on the time of year, because when we go in March, I would say is the easiest to pack. The thing with August is that it's, you cannot rewear things unless you have a washer or dryer. I mean, you can, but they get pretty sweaty and gross by the end of the day just because of how hot it is. And then December, you're bringing bigger items, sweaters, pants, jeans, all of those things take up more space in a carry-on. So it's harder to bring more
yeah,
items.
But you
not
don't,
impossible.
You don't
harder.
Need to go overboard. That's my point. 1, 2
That's
sweaters
silly.
Max was going to carry you through the week.
I would say. Easily. Depending on how much self
and a light jacket.
Depending on how much self-restraint you have, especially when you go at seasons like Christmas, I would always bring 1 sweater less than you think you're going to need to wear, because a lot of the time Disney has very cute merch. And if you know you're susceptible to Disney and their merch drops, I would maybe just hold off on packing one if you're going to buy one anyways.
The other thing that has a big bearing we're going to get to in a second is how you actually pack those things. There's strategies around that. But before we do that, just want to cover the things I mentioned at the outset, extraneous items. You're going to see recommendations. Bring a water bottle, an empty water bottle, or a collapsible water bottle, or a portable fan, all that kind of stuff. Do not bring it. That is just heavy space filling stuff that you really don't need. It's such a waste of space. You're going to Walt Disney World. You can get ice cold glass of fresh water anywhere you need. There's lots of air conditioning, so avoid any trinkets that take up space and add weight. So many packing lists include this stuff. Sometimes there are affiliate links to Amazon and all those kinds of things, but don't do it.
A portable fan is possibly a good idea in the summer. Only in the summer is it necessary, I would say. If you're planning on standing
but
in...
is it really necessary?
If you're planning on standing in a line that's outside for several hours, maybe you bring the portable fan. In March, December, off-season, November, January, February, whenever, not super necessary. If you're going July, August, September, the heat season in Florida, and you're standing outside for long periods of time where you can't leave... maybe invest in one, but there are small ones. Make
yeah,
sure
don't
it's
get those
like
big ones.
The
kind
size
they
of
sell.
Your hand max.
Yes, the kind they sell are like, you know, a Windex bottle with a big
yeah, fan. That's they're a bit
They're too big.
Much. Unless your kid feels like carrying that around on their neck all day by themselves without your help.
That's a thing you could buy there, for example.
Yeah, that's
just
true.
Allow space for it on the way home. Let's talk about how you pack your suitcase, because that has a huge bearing. I mean, we could have the same amount of clothes. You can't fit it, and mine's filled.
Now,
perfectly.
I like to think of myself personally as a packing aficionado. I have watched all the videos. I've tried all the strategies, and I would like to think I can fit a pretty good amount of clothes in my suitcase.
Would it be fair if I called this section fold, roll, or compression cubes?
That is a good way to put it. I would like to bring upon an additional strategy I've seen recently, laying it flat. That one's intriguing to me, but we'll get to that.
That was the old school way. Now, it depends on what you're packing, but here's what I have found, because I always like to fit my stuff into my tiny little carry-on.
I would say
my carry-on is small. It actually fits in those little things at the airports.
Yeah.
Most people's don't.
Mine's one of the ones that I got on an Air Canada flight. It was really, really small. It was only about an hour. It was 2 and 1, and it wouldn't fit in the overhead bins. It didn't go.
So what did you do?
I had to shove it under the seat in front of me, which was difficult.
You're lucky you had room.
And prayed that the flight attendant did not call me out on it. No, because it was sticking out. It did not fit.
Yeah, sometimes they'll call you out, sometimes they won't.
But so what I did is I stuck it in the seat in front of me. It was very obviously not fitting under the seat in front of me. And then I took my jacket, because it was cold. It was the winter. I put my jacket like over top of my leg as a blanket so that you couldn't see. It was sticking out and nobody
All right,
called me
so
out.
So let's try to avoid that. Make sure you have a good size suitcase.
So,
you don't want to, I mean.
Just be aware. I was not in the mood to check it.
I find that folding clothes tends to consume more space, but it does have an advantage for
folding
things.
Folding clothes is the absolute worst strategy.
So here's what I do.
It doesn't even get rid of wrinkles. It still makes lines on them.
I don't do it for that. I do it for collars. So I will roll almost everything, right? Almost everything. I put my flip-flops in first so they're flat on the bottom. But those collared shirts I do bring, I will fold those because I don't want to roll the collars. I don't want to have I don't want to have to iron in the hotel room.
Do they have ironing boards?
They do in the deluxe villas, certainly. A lot of hotel rooms do, because for business people.
Yeah.
So I roll everything and then I lay those shirts at the very end in the zip cover side. You know how one side has straps and one side has a zip cover? I put that stuff on that side. And I have lots of room left.
Yeah. Now, okay, what I'm going to say is, depending on whether or not you use packing / compression cubes or you roll, there's a different strategy with how you do your suitcase. So, for example, I typically roll. So what I do is there's a side where, at least on mine, the bars stick into the suitcase. So there's a side that's
that's pretty common.
Three little lines. So I always put the rolled stuff in there, and then I do like three lines of rolls. So the thicker ones on the outside will be like sweaters, jeans, bigger rolls, and then the tinier ones in the middle, like shirts, shorts, whatever. So that's what I do, so that you're not losing space on
the
bottom.
Where the little bars are.
Exactly. So that's how I roll it. However, if I was using packing cubes, I'm losing space on the bottom doing that. So I put the packing cubes on the flip side, and maybe I put, you know, my makeup bag, my flip-flops, my straightener, curly iron, whatever, on that other side. That's another thing I say. Now, I personally have been known to make a packing list. I have made very comprehensive packing lists. And what I do is I go through, you know, a day in my life, and I kind of write down everything I use so I don't forget what I'm using. I don't forget sunglasses. And then after one trip of doing that, you're going to know I have everything I need, or shoot, I forgot something. And then by your next trip, you have a comprehensive packing list, so you don't have to worry about forgetting things.
I think a packing list is a great idea, because you can then look at it and go, do I really need that? Given the discussions we've just had, whether or not you agree with it, I will publish in the blog post and show notes the little list I talked about. So use that as a baseline and see all the things you want to add. But it's really easy then to go, do I really need that thing? And, you know, I know, Amelia, you've done this in the past, maybe just for fun, or it was during COVID when we couldn't travel. Test packing, right? Just how much stuff can I fit in there?
I do this all the time. Now, I like to fit at least an outfit a day, but granted, a lot of that is like dresses or mini skirts and crop tops, so it's a little bit smaller, but
you still manage to fit it into your carry-on, although it's super tight.
I fit in an outfit a day, at least one bathing suit, a lounge set, pajamas. You didn't even mention pajamas.
Oh, yeah. That's a good point.
Yeah. Pajamas, a lounge
set. Because my pajamas are just a shorts and a shirt, usually.
Well,
that's fair enough. But the good thing about pajamas is they're easy and small.
Yeah, but there's lots
of... add them to the list.
Lots of different ways to do it. Packing cubes, I would say, depending on how you do it, I try to put sweaters actually into the medium ones to get them as small as possible, and then I use the bigger ones and I just stuff them with as many different shorts and t-shirts as I can.
Those are just a waste, honestly.
I like them. There's also vacuum seal bags. I have not used those. Those intrigue me. If you use them, let me know. I'm interested.
I think it's just the more, me personally, right? I like to...
Those, I imagine you have to iron the clothes.
Yeah, I'm a minimalist. I just want things to be fast. I don't want to get there and have to start unzipping cubes and worrying about
just not when it comes to packing,
resuctioning them for the trip back and all this kind of stuff. It's safe to say that you and I are on two extreme opposites. I'm very minimalist. You're more maximalist, although you don't cross the line into needing a checked bag.
I don't like the word maximalist because in most other aspects, like organizationally speaking, I am a minimalist. However, when it comes to fashion, I admit I'm a little bit of a self-absorbed teenage girl. We're not going to lie on here. And I like photos of myself. So I don't want to be wearing the same shirt or the same pair of shorts in 10 different photos. Got to have options.
All right, so...
How am I going to get my different aesthetics if I don't have different outfits?
With Photoshop. I'll take care of that for you. All right, everyone.
Yeah, just like go in and post, change the color of your polo shirt. It was a different outfit, guys.
Yep, there we go.
Just wear a blank t-shirt, post in.
Change the background.
Pattern.
We can do wonders now. All right, let us know your packing tips.
Suppose that's an option too.
Share your packing tips with us this week on social media. And, let's see. It's one for all. The point is, really think it through and don't bring anything you really don't need just because you read about it. My list is minimalist, so I'm not telling you to bring any extra stuff that you won't really need. So check it out. Follow along on social media at 1923 Main Street. Share your packing tips. And we'll see you again next week. Have a magical day.
Bye-bye.